With today's top stories, I'm Tona Takavila. President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah has left for New York on Friday for the 80th UN General Assembly, where she will deliver her first address and meet with other world leaders. We spoke to public policy analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo for his view and expectations.
I suspect that issues of development with the objective to address poverty, to grow the economy, will be some of the issues that she will raise, especially unemployment amongst the youth. Basically, she's taking NDP 6 and what is promised in the SWAPO implementation plan as domestic issues. But taking into account the geopolitical situation, she will also emphasize the need for respect for international law, as well as promoting multilateralism, solving global issues through negotiations. Therefore, the issue of Palestine, the issue of Zimbabwe, the conflict in Africa, she might touch on that.
The Namibia Statistics Agency is holding regional meetings across all 14 regions to discuss the 2023 population and housing census results, the labor force census module, and other socioeconomic indicators. We spoke to NSA executive Paulina Ingo for more information.
We are actually visiting the regions to engage the regional stakeholders, the regional leadership, for the purpose of discussing and presenting the 2023 population and housing census statistics or findings in order to promote evidence-based planning, as well as for development, as well as also just to make sure that the regional leadership understands the statistics so that they can make it or put it for good use.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has pledged to act on the findings of the Madlanga Commission, which is investigating allegations of corruption, political interference, and criminality in the country's justice system. Ramaphosa described early insights from the commission to the SABC as startling and worrying, with interim reports expected in 3 to 6 months.
In many ways, the Madlanga Commission process is what I would call going to be quite transformative. It's going to lead to a number of changes so that the rule of law is properly consolidated in our country.
The United Kingdom is expected to imminently announce the recognition of the state of Palestine. The move is set to provoke harsh criticism from Israel. Ollie Barrett has more from London.
The UK government is preparing to recognise the Palestinian state ahead of a United Nations conference on Monday, at which it will make a formal declaration on the issue. Prime Minister Keir Starmer's administration said in July it would move towards recognition if Israel didn't meet a series of conditions, such as a ceasefire, resumption of humanitarian aid in Gaza, and no further annexation in the West Bank. Critics in the UK say the decision breaches international norms, that a state should be recognised only if it has a functioning government, defined borders, and a stable population. The US also opposes the move, with President Trump saying it will reward Hamas. Keir Starmer says Hamas is a terrorist organization, must be disarmed, and can play no part in any future Palestinian government. Ollie Barrett, London.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.